words are easy. Right. But for me, what I try to do is truly be an ally. And what I call it is allyship in verb form. I have to earn that. You know, I just can't call myself, I'm an ally to sex workers. Like, through my actions, I have to literally earn that. And I mean, sex workers are human beings just like I am. Like, shit. Like, we, excuse my language, but
what's the difference?
It's a job. I've worked a job in my life. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. We all work jobs. We all trying to make money. We're all trying to survive. So, I mean, I'm not disgusted by anyone. You know, we're all human beings. We all believe. We all want to love. We all, you know, experience emotions. So I have to be there, and I have to stand in solidarity with sex workers, because I think what's a huge issue for me is we live in a society that's extremely reactive and prohibitive, in a sense, to where we feel like we need to address issues by criminalizing them, you know, by punishing. You know, against example, the war on drugs. So, you know, we have a drug epidemic. And, of course, we know now we're looking at the opioid epidemic. People care more now because it's impacting middle class and upper middle class white families. Mm-hmm. But this epidemic has been going on for decades and decades, you know, impacting brown and black communities. But often, we just throw the book at them, you know, criminalize them, incarcerate them, and it'll go away. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't go away. Right. So looking at sex work, you can't say that you are for women's rights. You can't say you are for trans rights. You can't say you're for black and brown rights. You can't say you're for overall LGBTQIA plus rights, and you're not for sex workers' rights. Because if you're criminalizing sex workers, you're criminalizing these people. Mm-hmm. The individuals, the demographics that I just mentioned, you're criminalizing them because you don't recognize the interconnected issues that often can lead to sex work. One, some people enter sex work because it's empowering. They choose to. It's a job. Mm-hmm. It's employment. Cool. That's your choice. That's your right. We've all worked jobs before, and we chose to work them. But also, we have to understand that in society, you know, we have jobs in these businesses and these corporations that discriminate. You know, there's reasons that trans women, trans black women, that women, that, you know, gay males, lesbian women, so on and so forth, they're not making the same amount of money as others. There's reasons that many of them are homeless because they're getting kicked out of their homes. Their families are not supporting them. You know, it's so many of these interconnected issues that exist that often also aid in individuals entering into sex work. And I'm not an expert at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I learn every day, but I want to truly be an ally. And I recognize that you need to support sex workers because, again, it's a form of empowerment. Many choose to be in the employment, in the industry. Nothing's wrong with that. You know, mm-hmm. they're taking care of themselves. They're taking care of their families. But also, we know with any issue, oftentimes you pick the most polarizing, or they pick the most polarizing segment of it. So mm-hmm. sex trafficking.
Right.
You know, we get thrown out there. We know what our government has done, you know, with FOSTA and SESTA. I mean, that's again, that's reactionary, that's prohibitive, and it actually does not positively impact decreasing sex trafficking. It doesn't. Right. You right. know, if we truly want to understand what's going on and truly want to understand how to help, you have to decriminalize and you have to support and you have to eliminate these barriers that make many sex workers believe that they cannot go to the police, they cannot go mm-hmm. to the authorities, they cannot empower themselves, they cannot, you know, be their own entrepreneurs and so on and so forth because of, again, how our society operates. So, I mean, we could continue on and on about it. I know I'm rambling right now, but I'm passionate about it. You know, I learn more every day.
Right.
But I just know, you know, because I believe in women's rights, because I believe in trans women's rights and mm-hmm. trans rights overall, because I overall believe in LGBTQIA plus rights, I have to support sex workers. And I'm going to support sex workers, and I'm going to be there for sex workers as a hopeful ally in verb form. Hopefully I earn that.
No, I love it. I appreciate it so much. But, and you mentioned, of course, SESTA FOSTA. So this means when you're in, you're going to kind of help lead the charge on repeal that bullshit? Yes?
Oh, no question. No question. You know, every ounce of energy I have, because, again, we just cannot look at an issue and say, oh, my goodness, we're going to be reactionary and criminalize it, and we're going to look away from it. Mm-hmm. That does not help. That's pushing so many individuals further and further and further down into the depths, mm-hmm. down into the black market. And then that also, to me, in my estimation, again, as someone who tries to aim to be an ally in verb form, that aids sex traffickers.
Yes.
That enables them, because it enables them. We're enabling sex traffickers. Mm-hmm. So no question, with every ounce of my being, I will fight to overturn, you know, FOSTA and SESTA, and also to educate the community, educate the public on why it's important to overturn. We cannot continue to just be reactionary and prohibitive. We actually have to support and be proactive.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it was interesting that you said that SESTA FOSTA contributes to, you know, black market and to trafficking. You know, I don't know if you're aware, but this is just like an FYI for anybody who's listening. According to police in San Francisco, sex trafficking increased by 170% last year. after SESTA-FOSTA went in effect. So, yeah, it's actually becoming a huge problem. And then, of course, you know, what you were saying about, you know, fearing criminalization and whatnot. Yeah, that's still a huge issue. And, you know, right now in Chicago, it's been an issue. There's been a serial killer for quite some time who's been operating, who's killing predominantly black sex workers who have also, you know, experienced drug abuse issues. And right there's 52 dead sex workers, and police are just now starting to investigate. But because sex workers are seen as less than, because sex work is a crime, and it's like, oh, dead criminals, dead black women, dead drug users, nobody cared. And it's like so heartbreaking to me to know that this has been going on, 52 people, and now they're like, oh, I guess we can kind of look into it and pretend we care. It's just super frustrating. And I also find that, you know, in the sex
Yeah,
and I also find in the sex work conversation, too, you mentioned so many important things about, you know, trans folks, queer folks, about women, about black women, and the reasons that they might have to go into the industry. I also find something else that folks don't necessarily take into account is disability rights as well. A lot of sex workers have, you know, various disabilities or chronic illness that prevents, you know, like the stereotypical like 9-to-5 employment. And it's like so frustrating that sex workers are a part of so many other marginalized groups and yet never really get to, you know, be like front and center and accepted. It's like, oh yeah, you're part of our group too. Let's work together. I would love to see more of that coalition building and that allyship where it comes together. Be like, oh, okay, you're part of these, you know, few marginalized groups. I'm part of these marginalized groups. Let's get together and make some shit happen. I would love to see it. Ugh, would love it.
No, thanks so much for, you know, I'm glad, so glad you said all of this, you know, because again, you're right on point. You're right on point. You know, if we're thinking intersectionality, and if we're thinking empowerment, we have to know this stuff. We have to learn this stuff, and we have to support it, because it is frustrating for me as well. Again, as somebody who aims to be an ally, to attend certain meetings, you know, of organizations that say, oh, you know, we're for women's rights, or oh, we're for trans rights. But then when you bring up sex work, the room gets silent. You know, oh, you know, we're not going to talk about that. It's such stigma attached to it. But again, it's bullshit. You know, if we're really going to be about empowerment, we have to be about all people's empowerment. So thank you so much. And as somebody with a disability myself, you know, you're right on point. You're right on point. So I'm glad you brought that issue up as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now,
and I think again, oh, yeah. What about to say?
Oh, no, go ahead.
No. And you just touched upon it. I mean, we just see what happened right now. You know, again, regulated industries, they oppress. They really do. And I think.